Ezekiel, as given the message from God, proclaimed hope and comfort for the children of Israel who are exiled in Babylon. They had been failed by both the rulers and the religious leaders. They had been enticed from the truth of God's love to the worship of worthless idols. They were given religious burdens rather than the peace of God. Now they were longing for the day when they could return to Jerusalem. God's promise was not only about the restoration of Judah, but of his son being the good shepherd of the flock, the people of God. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain height of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountain of Israel. Jesus Christ is a good shepherd who gave his life for the redemption of the flock. While Ezekiel's words remind us of the 23rd Psalm, they are also a reminder of Jesus' words, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you for the forgiveness of sins. Take and drink. This is my blood shed for you." Why does our Lord and Savior bestow upon us the forgiveness of our sins and the promise of everlasting life? Is it because we are particularly good sheep? No, it is because of his love, his grace, and his mercy. This promise is for you. God has said that he longs for us to return to him, to trust in him, and to receive his love. May our Lord richly bless you with the comfort that he is now our shepherd who cares for us. Amen.